designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home. And we've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
This is episode 51, Styling Your Entryway. And I think we all have very strong opinions about how important this area is.
Mm-hmm. First impressions.
Yes. Well, I have something you could hang in your entryway if you wanted to take a moment to get your free 11 by 14 canvas print from Canvas People.
I ordered mine.
You did?
Oh. Yes, I'm so excited.
Canvas People are our sponsors for today's episode, and they are offering Decorating Tips and Tricks listeners a free 11 by 14 canvas print of your favorite photo. So just head on over to canvaspeople.com and use the code DECORATING.
Okay, well, let's start talking about our entryway, and I think that a canvas print of your choice would be gorgeous in there.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice. 11 by 14 is a great size.
Yeah, it's going to be really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. So you only get one chance to make a first impression. So your entryway, your foyer, your little tiny entry, your big giant entry, whatever you've got is really the gateway to the rest of your house. So I think, you know, first you need your flow there heading into the rest of your house. But there's so many great things that you can do in that area to make it not only beautiful, but to have it function well for your family and you.
Oh, yeah. And I think there's different sizes of entryways. You know, a lot of us do not have a grand chateau with this huge, you know, I mean, I love the idea of that huge round table.
Oh, I know. I dream of that with a giant vase of flowers.
Yes, and fresh flowers in the foyer. But of course, you know, that's not my reality.
Mine either.
So I have a pretty large entryway that probably could handle a small round table with a moderate size vase.
Entry goals. Hashtag entry goals.
However, I don't think that's the most practical thing to put in an entryway.
Probably true.
So, yes. So, unfortunately, yes, I had grand dreams of doing that. But when it really came down to it, I just needed something a little more practical.
Well, okay. Well, speaking of practical, let's talk about the basics and lay our foundation of what things really are the most important to have in there from a functional standpoint.
So, always starting with the function before we get to the fabulous.
Right, which is not my favorite way to do it, but that's okay.
Most decorators like the fun stuff. So,
but okay, so practically speaking, my thing I always like to have in there is an umbrella stand.
Oh, yes.
So instead of a boring umbrella stand, what I did was I chose, it's an antique French floral bucket. So it's painted green, it's metal, and it's just perfect. It's just exactly the right shape to put umbrellas in. So that's
pretty fabulous too.
Yeah. When function meets fabulous,
that's exactly right.
Well, that's what's going on here. That's what we're striving for.
Well, when I'm thinking of function, I'm thinking about lighting first off.
Oh, great idea.
Because you need good lighting in a foyer. Now, if you have a big enough space, a nice overhead shandy is something that really would look nice. But also I think you have to have like a table lamp of some kind. If you don't have a large foyer or you just have like an entryway, just finding a place either to one side and putting a table there that has a light on it would go a long way in creating some pretty ambiance and also making it look, you know, bright enough so people could see their way around.
That's a great idea for maybe people coming in late if you don't want to turn all the bright lights on and you're getting home late, or that child that's still out that you're wondering where she is, you leave that lamp on.
Oh, my lamp has been burning a lot. since she got that car, my lamp has been burning. Yeah, I'm going to have to change the bulb soon, probably.
And another thing is we have a buffet. Our foyer is big enough to put a buffet sort of under the steps. And I keep a lamp on a dimmer, and I keep it very low because it illuminates our stairway as well. So that works out really nice, and I don't have to use the overhead light very much.
Yeah, I have a beautiful overhead mm-hmm. light, and I really never put it on. You know, every once in a while, I'll put that one on. Because I have the little lamp on the table.
Oh, nice.
Which is not really such a, I shouldn't say it's a little lamp. It's a normal size table lamp on the table. And I have it pushed against that sort of that triangle space where the mm-hmm. staircase comes mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. And this table slid right in there. What I love to have in an entryway, and I like to have in any room, is a mirror. And you know, it doesn't even have to be for the last minute, you know, check to see whether you've got lipstick on your teeth or, you know, a little last looky before you go out the door. But mm-hmm. just to make the area seem bigger and brighter. If you put a mirror, it's going to bounce the light around, and it's also enlarges any space. And as we're saying, lots of entryways are small on the smaller side. They may even be on the darker side, particularly mm-hmm. if your door is solid and you don't have glass in it. Mm-hmm. So adding a mirror, I think, can go a long way to making the room feel bigger and have it function better.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea. I also think that if you have an entryway that's large enough, I keep a doormat in front of my door, you know, that can pick up any of the like wet or whatever, so it just doesn't get slippery or slushy or, you know, dirty in my foyer. So that's a nice thing to have. And also, I have a rug in my foyer. Now, that's definitely decorative, but it really mm-hmm. warms that up.
That doormat, I think, is very critical. And, mm-hmm. you know, I like having one outdoors and one inside.
Me too.
Right
Me
inside
too.
The door. So, yeah, help mm-hmm. help to get any of that stuff.
And there are so many lovely rugs nowadays that are indoor, outdoor, that can pick up the mess or the drips or whatever it is, that you don't have to just go with, like, those black mats anymore. You know, there's so many beautiful styles that you can choose from.
Well, yeah, it's a great spot for an indoor-outdoor rug. So those polypropylene or a synthetic rug, mm-hmm. even something mm-hmm. that you can just shake out or you could take outside occasionally and hose off.
That's
you
exactly
know, obviously
right.
you can vacuum it when you vacuum the rest of the house. But if you really feel like – so we – other than some rain, we're not getting the kind of weather that you guys are getting. So, you know, we don't have mm-hmm. to worry too much about what we're stopping at the entryway. But still, I mean, that's definitely the area in the house that carries in the most dirt, or people just plop their sneakers and there's crud mm-hmm. on the bottom of them, and then it's on your floor.
Can I ask a personal question?
Sure.
Oh, yes. That's what we're here for. Getting
well,
deep.
I mean, but this is part of it. I mean, so you've got the mat, but you know how some people want you to take your shoes off when you go in their house? I mean, what's your thought on that?
Great question. And yeah. Well, I was actually called the other day by my daughter a shoe Nazi.
Okay, so you want them off.
Want them off. And they always seem to put their shoes on. They wear these Converse sneakers a lot, which have mm-hmm. you know, pretty big treads on the bottom. And you know, we don't have to get too far into it, but anything you step on gets stuck in the bottom of those shoes.
Right.
They're not super flat.
Oh,
and they,
damn it.
Inevitably, they will put their shoes on and they'll be like, oh, I forgot something. And
then, oh, well, boom, yeah, boom, that's boom, just boom, to boom, irritate you.
Up the staircase. And then I'm like, well, oh, please just take your shoes off. Oh, Mom, because by the time you lace up the Converse high top, you know, you've spent a few minutes doing that. But it makes such a difference. Like, well, if you clean the floors, then you would understand. So, yeah,
are you
I am.
Talking
well,
about see, just your family? Or would
well,
you
no,
ask
see,
your
that's
guests
what I'm wondering,
to do the same?
I'm kind of a germaphobe, and there's like, you know, the stuff is tracked in your house. So yeah, mm-hmm. I make my family take off their shoes, but inevitably mm-hmm. they're wearing their shoes, you know, in the house. So, and then people come in and I would love for them to take them off, but I just can't find a nice way to ask them to take them off. So I don't.
Okay. Here's
me. I don't usually
don't take your shoes off in my house. If you want to, you can. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to, don't worry about it. Life
well,
is messy.
I don't, I just,
we'll clean
it's,
it up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't say anything. So.
This mm-hmm. is okay. This is what I do because I am sensitive to this. I grew up in a house where you took off your shoes at the door. There was like
mine
and my
was
mom
that way
would
too.
Have them like lined up on her little rug. I remember like especially in one house, the house I grew up in the longest when I was the littlest, and there was a rug, and next to it would be every you know the shoes like everybody's mm-hmm. shoes. So it was pretty clear if somebody came in that door like, these people's shoes are at the door. Uh-huh. The woman greeted me at the door with no shoes on. Like, you know, just kind of go with it. So mm-hmm. I always, if I go to particularly if I'm going to a client's house or something, and if she or even sometimes he answers the door and they don't have their shoes on, I just slip my shoes off without saying anything. Mm-hmm. But if they answer the door with their shoes off.
Oh, well.
I mean, you asked this question, Anita, so I'm giving you all the details.
Well, I'm just curious.
And then I keep my shoes on. I'm like, oh, because then some people think it's weird for you to take your shoes off in their house.
That's true. Well, you're taking a cue from your hostess, which is
taking a cue. Right.
Then some people come, I know, to my house that are from other countries, and they think we're doing it for religious reasons. And I'm like, no, we're just.
Is it a religious thing?
Well, I usually walk barefoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. Like, I think of Japanese people maybe take their shoes off.
It's more of a custom. I walk barefoot around my house for the most part. So when people come to my door, I don't want you to think that you have to take your shoes off. Although I do have a boot tray to the one side of my door for anybody who does want to. And if it's a rainy day, and especially if workmen are coming in and out, if they don't have those,
the
blue
booties,
you know, that they put on. A lot of times they'll take them off and they could just put them over in the tray. But I don't ask people to do that.
Okay, so this is a good point. I mean, I think the point from all of this is if you want people to take their shoes off in your house, but you're like me, you're not going to ask them, put a boot tray by the front door and put your shoes there to kind of give the clue that that's kind of what you do in your house.
Yeah.
I think I know a famous decorator who absolutely hated people to wear shoes in her house and told them and had slippers of all different kinds that they could put on.
Oh, I think I've heard of that same person. Yes. What a great idea.
To be honest, I think that's really rude.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to ask people to do that.
Wipe your feet really well. And if it's rainy or whatever, if you want to take your shoes off, fine. But other than that, you know, hey.
No, I'm not worried about the dirt. It's the germs. I don't want to get into this. But anyway, okay.
Purell the bottom of your shoes and move on.
Walk on your hands.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so we've talked about a floor mat, possibly a boot tray, and a place for your umbrellas, a mirror to check yourself.
Okay, now, can I say something to you on the shoe thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to see the shoes, just like I don't like to see the wires.
You are a Stitch. Oh, that's so funny.
If you don't have a closet, which I didn't because these people in the turn of the century, they were averse to closets. Mm-hmm. So
they didn't have any clothes to put in them.
That's exactly
right. I guess, But there's this little... It's bigger than a niche, but it's this little sort of indent where the staircase comes down before the front door starts. So I got this very thin little armoire. It's tall, but thin. And I get, you know, I'm not sure. I got that restoration hardware outlet sale, that warehouse sale
that
I told
you
guys about.
That's right. I remember you talking about that.
Oh, I know. I'm good at outlet shopper. And so I'm not sure exactly what somebody would have used it for. Probably one of those tall ones you might see that goes into a bathroom.
You have room for this in your foyer?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I got that. I'm going to say it's probably about 2.5 feet wide on the inside. So the shelves are pretty generous. So maybe you would put towels on it or something. Mm-hmm. It clearly was not for an entryway, but it fits perfectly in there. And that's where I have everybody. Well, they're supposed to, but usually if they remember to take their shoes off, they just leave them on the floor. But if they were to, they would put them in there. And then I have a basket because we wear flip-flops all the time here. So just a basket of flip-flops. So if you need a pair of flip-flops,
great idea.
You could just
I like that.
Yeah. And it, you know, it can hold one backpack on the bottom, but you can definitely find, I would say maybe if you were looking for something like that, Google, bathroom, etagere maybe, but you want it with a door on it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Something tall and thin. Mm. And that if you don't have a closet in your entryway, that might be something that you could squeeze in.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something else I like in an entryway, and it's both functional and fabulous. I like having a chair where, just like you said, if you're going to take your shoes off, that you can sit down and put your shoes on.
Yeah.
And I used to have a bench in my entryway. My entryway has been configured so many times, configured and reconfigured so many times. But now I just have a couple of chairs that I have sort of diagonally to one another, that when somebody comes in, that they can put their put their shoes on if they take them off, or just sit if we're chatting. And another thing is a place, if you have room, not a place to hang your coats per se or bags or whatever, but any guests that come in. Because we come in through our garage and our mudroom, which has a closet. And then on either side of my front entry, we have two closets that one got turned into a dish closet because it was nearest the dining room. But we don't really use that. We have
dish closet, Anita. Yes. Anita just got a little ripple.
I want to go in the dish closet. Yes.
Oh, where's Anita? Oh, she's in the dish closet.
So it's a hall closet turned into a dish closet. So
all I can
really
say
well.
Is both of you must have a much larger foyer than I do, because it's, and our house is new, but, you know, it's Craftsman and
we have a pretty big
foyer. Nice wide walkway, but it's just... It's just a hallway, basically, when you come in. So I really don't have room for furniture or chairs.
Remember, I have like the two bowling alleys. And in the front bowling alley, the foyer's in the center, flanked by a living room and a dining room. Okay. But what I'm saying is we have a vertical coat hook that instead of going horizontally and long with the hooks, we have it hangs, and there's hooks that come off of that. And most of our guests put their coats or their pocketbooks or things like that,
you know,
right there, and it's right on the one side of the door.
Right, and that's and where you live, you need a place for people to put coats. Nobody wears coats here. There's like 1 month a year that people wear a coat. You know, I mean, we don't need a place to put coats.
But I bet you a lot of our listeners need places to put coats.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great idea. So
other than the guest bedroom bed.
So just kind of a place to throw purses.
Oh, yeah, that is where it went. Mm-hmm. My entry is probably the biggest one I've ever had, I guess. But I have a bench in there, too, and it opens. So inside there, I have some of, Emmett's sweaters.
Oh, his raincoat.
And,
Emmett have his own closet?
No. That's his little corner in there and his raincoat.
Does he have shoes?
He does not have shoes, but he does have a raincoat and some sweaters. Mm-hmm. My mom likes to buy him sweaters. It's super cute. Mm-hmm. But and I also have a basket under it, just like a picnic basket that I had picked up at some, thrifty thing along the way. And in there, I put our mittens and scarves and things because, again, like you, Anita, we don't only use them once in a blue moon, but they're under there and it looks pretty because you can see under the bench, you can see the wicker part of the basket. Mm. One thing I think is a great idea, if you're going to be able to have a table in your entryway, if it's a table with a drawer, bonus, because in there... True. You can put your keys, I have the dog's leash in there and various, the baggies and the things that go along with that.
Sure.
And like a little flashlight, just little things that you might need, a little lip gloss, like something you might need when you're running out the door. I think, if you find a table, if you have a table with a drawer, even you could use a desk, maybe a thrifted desk might be good because then you would have at least that drawer going along the top. And you may even have drawers down the side, which you could use for things like folded umbrellas or the lunch bags for the kids or things like that that you might be grabbing as you're going out the door.
That's a good idea. Actually, in one of my configurations, I did have a work desk. It just had one drawer, but it fit perfectly. And I used it as a table, like a entryway table. And just having that one little drawer was so wonderful. Now, we don't usually go in and out of the front door. We use the back door, but it was great to have like a lighter in there to light candles, when I'm walking around the house, if we have company or in the evening, I want to put a few candles on. That was real convenient to put that in the front part of my house as well. So yeah, that's a really good idea.
We've been so functional. Fabulous now?
Well, but I wanted to add just on the functional thing. So for people like me that have the smaller space, don't have room for furniture, you can go with a wall cabinet like Kelly just mentioned, or you can even go with a wall shelf, and then you're going to free up any floor space. You're not going to be stubbing your toe on a chair or a piece of furniture that you don't really have room for. So that's, you know, some things that you can do to provide some space. So, okay, let's go into, so what?
Well, I want to know, Anita, can I ask you, do you use that door to come in your house? Like, where would you put your keys?
Well, that is the way that we come in if we're walking the dog, but not, you know, obviously the car, you know, we come in the back door.
Sure.
Because the garage is in the back. So we go out, let's see, where do we keep the keys? Well, I keep a key, you know, like near the front door. So it's just, there's my desk, my office desk is there, and I have a little a container to put the key in.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, so that's sort
so
of
so now if you're breaking in, great, now you know where the key is. Moving it
don't,
now.
Don't break into our house.
If you want the printer, it's in the pantry. If you want the car, it's in that little thing on our desk.
And if you want a great antique French hamper, up in her bedroom on top of her
I know where everything is.
But don't break into my house. We're like Fort Knox.
No, yes. Well.
The police will be here in 2 seconds.
Exactly. Yes,
okay,
same
so
here.
I had a thought. So my entry was, you know, I should describe it. It's a little bit different than probably a lot of people's, unless you have an older house. I assume it was for heating purposes. So we have the front door, then we have the entryway, but it is open to the living room, you know, wide open, just no door or anything. The staircase. But then there's another door to the dining room, which I rarely close. I think there probably was a set of doors to the living room because, you know, back then they were heating originally with a fireplace, right? Yeah, so that was probably there. So this got me thinking because I have this extra door, which if you're looking at my front door, it's big, round, open, oval of glass. And then you look through the foyer and then you see this other door, which I always leave partially open. So I can't put a wreath on my front door because of the glass and it just, and I have a screen door. So it's just would be smushed and not look good. So I've put a wreath on that inside door because I like a wreath and it, you know, can change it out with the season and stuff. That looks pretty. So that got me thinking, if you had a solid front door, would it be kind of pretty or weird in your opinion to have a wreath on the inside, because I think a lot of people have screen doors.
Yeah, I think
I've been I've been considering. Funny you should
have
say
you.
That. Yes, because here's another thing I wanted to talk about: painting the back of your front door.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, it'd look so pretty if I painted that and just put something there. Like what?
Well, what's the matter with the? Why would you want to paint? Is it stained? Is it not a pretty door?
No, it's a Our front door is steel reinforced, so it's. It's painted on the front and white on the back.
Okay.
And we have, it's solid, and we have skylights on the side that go all the way down.
Oh, side lights? Okay.
I think depending on your decor, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah, I think
because you could paint your door black because you love white and black.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've been thinking of that, but I'm going to go gray probably just so it's not quite so stark.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, ours is a beautiful stained wood door, so I don't want to paint that, but yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so I don't know, I because it is really working for me on that other door, and I think, well, it's sort of I mean, it's kind of weird to have a wreath on an inside door, but you can see it when you walk to my front door.
Oh my gosh, great.
So you mean the wreath
alike.
Is like between your front door and like a storm door, or it's
well
inside
because
you...
a lot of people have a storm door or a screen door, and I know I have this a pretty screen door, so I'd have to make a super thin, like I could have like a banner kind of, you know. It wouldn't even be a wreath. It would be just something that would lay pretty flat. I guess I could put that on my front door. But
why couldn't you put it on your screen door?
You could, but I don't know. The screen door is it's kind of that slapping screen door thing and everybody's in and out. You know, it just doesn't seem sturdy enough. I can see it like, you know, doing like a frisbee thing across the lawn because the girls are always like, pew, pew, in and out, in and out.
They need to come through your porch and your back door.
Yeah, yeah, we don't really do that. We really, this house, it's really one of the only houses where we've really used the front door pretty exclusively because you got to go through the gate and then if somebody let Emmett out and then you can't open the gate, la, la, la. But anyway, so that was just a thought of mine is if you have a similar situation or if you have a storm door, screen door, maybe put it on the inside and dress up your entryway that way.
I think that would be very nice. And, you know, think about painting the inside of your front door.
I think that's a cool idea too.
I mean,
you could do such a fun color
about that night. Now,
Yeah.
So what else do you have any other ideas for making your, I mean, your foyer gorgeous? I mean, one of the things that I do kind of did for this first impression is some of my best artwork and some of the most unique pieces of art are in my foyer. So how, what do you do?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty idea.
That is. Another thing that I do is I like to keep fresh flowers in my foyer.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you have a table or one of these horizontal surfaces that
I have a
discussed.
Buffet that sits up against the wall.
Get out your tray. Come on. We saw all your beautiful vignettes, and we just mentioned that right now. How much did we love that, you guys, getting all those pictures from
vignettes?
Mm-hmm. That was so much fun. And thank you to everyone really that sent them in. We enjoyed them so much. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking of doing something, you know, taking that one step further. We're thinking about some ideas
about
that.
We need to share
those.
So, yeah.
That's exactly right.
So it's a perfect place to do a vignette. I like to change mine up in the foyer all the time because I think it's kind of a fun place to sort of have your nod to the season going on.
That's exactly right.
So
that's
I always have one of my favorite big square silver trays is sitting on the table on a runner with the lamp next to it. And sort of permanently, I have some sort of vase, whether it's a pitcher or some sort of vase. And so we can put in fresh flowers, a candle, and then maybe one third little thing. I try not to make it too cluttered there because people are putting stuff down, you know, whether it's a coffee cup or something or water or keys or something before it makes it in, the keys make it into the drawer. So leave some space if you have a bigger tray where people can do that. But yeah, such an easy way to dress up that spot. If you're heading to the grocery store, grab yourself a little bouquet of flowers or cut something from your garden. It makes such a difference when you walk into your house and you see something of beauty right away.
I so agree with that. And even if you're not having company and it's just for you, it's so fun to walk by that as you walk up the stairs. And
well,
say,
as you
oh,
and
I
you
smell
when
the
you
lilacs
pause,
or you know, yeah, whatever's blooming at that time.
Exactly. When you're pausing to take your shoes off, you can take it all in.
Or put them on. That's right. To go outside. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think another thing that's really pretty to have is like a small dish or a bowl in case, you know, people come in and they just bring their keys and they can just throw them in there. Because I'm always, people are always saying, where do you want me to put my pocketbook? And, you know, where can I put whatever, these? And I think if it's something small, it's so nice. It could just go right there in your entryway to be picked up on the way out.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I think, yeah, when you have parties, a lot of times you throw all the purses on a bed, but we don't have any downstairs bedroom. So, you know, they end up going in the study.
Right. You can kind of think about your entryway if it's configured in a way that it isn't immediately open to the next room. You could almost think about it the way people think about little powder rooms, like a little jewel box. You could do something so special and different there, but you know, something that is maybe a little ramped up from the rest of what you've going on. Like you could think about wallpapering that area.
Well,
you could think about painting it a different color.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
A bolder tone of what you've got going on or something. Mm-hmm. So if you've got, you know, the grays that we've talked about or something like that, you could do something deeper or just something a little bit different.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, just to make it a really special little location.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kelly, ours is pretty open to the rest of the house. Mm-hmm. But do you remember us talking about the repositional wallpaper people?
I do.
I'm taking that wallpaper and putting it on the stairs, the one side going up the stairs.
Oh, cool idea.
And so you must have no wall texture on your walls at all.
No, they're smooth as can be.
Wow, I wish I had that.
Yeah, but I just think if you've got a stairs, that's a great place to put a little art grouping going up the stairs. If it's in the foyer, or we're just going to put some really cool wallpaper up that one side of the stairs and up in the foyer, up in the upstairs as well, because you can see our upstairs.
So you're
going to
do the sort of the base that's in the entry, and then you're going to go up the stairs with it? Is that what you're saying?
I'm doing, not where our buffet is. That's on the one side. But then as you go up the stairs, we have a few stairs, a landing, and then up the stairs. You can actually see that from our foyer. that one side that you can see all the way up from the landing all the way up to the top of the stairs, we're going to do in wallpaper.
I love that. Mm, have you picked out your pattern yet?
I did. Yes, I did.
Ooh, and I want to see this.
Oh, can you put that in the show notes so we can all see?
Polka dots in it.
Oh, how fun.
I like that.
Yeah, and it's repositional, so I don't have to get really crazy with like, oh, this has got to last like 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. All right, I have one other thought, which is a little bit more in depth. If somebody wanted to do a DIY or they wanted to hire someone to do it, probably seen this on Pinterest if you've spent any time looking for storage areas in your house, but people do that under the staircase. So if your staircase is in your entry, which seems to be the case in a lot of homes, you can go in there under it, open that spot up, and you could make a cabinet, you could make shelves. If you didn't want to put a table in front of that area, you could open it up for storage.
Yeah,
you guys have seen that, right?
Yeah, and I've also seen, now we have a basement, so we can't do this, but the area under the stairs, carving that out for like a little, you put a little bank, like a little bench in there, built-in bench, maybe a little reading nook, something. That can look so sweet.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of a really fun, special little spot.
Yeah, there's so many things to do. Well, we hope we've given you a lot to think about and maybe some ideas of ways to use your foyer and decorate them. Listen, we're so glad that you're here and listening to us today. And if you have a friend who loves decorating like you do, we would really appreciate that you would shout the podcast out to them. But remember, we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there, if you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.